Welcome to episode 222 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. In this week's show, you join me on location as I go about the process of creating a series of product shots for a backpack which was recently sent to me by LowPro. I always prefer to shoot products against the backdrop of their native landscape, that is, areas where they are intended to be used. And on this occasion, I chose to head to a woodland where I knew I would have a nice, controlled environment. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 222. It's just about 2:30 in the afternoon and I'm stood in the middle of a woodland. Now, it's one of the local woodlands that you've probably heard me standing in speaking to you from in the past. The reason I'm here is because I have just been filming a quick introduction to a product which has been sent to me for test review. Now, whilst I'm out here, I thought what I would do is I would take the pictures of the product before I start using it, before it gets all scuffed and marked and all the usual things. Now, just give you some sort of a frame of reference. I would say it's bright. It's not at the moment. It's sunny intervals. The light, when it comes, is really bright, so it's creating pools of light down on the forest floor here. But at the moment, the clouds have come across, and it's just really sort of pretty dull. Just to give you an idea of the sort of light levels, I'm shooting on a D800, a Nikon D800, with a 24-85mm lens today, and I'll explain more about that in a minute. Just to give you an idea, in this woodland, set at ISO 100 and, say, f5.6, the shutter speed that I am getting at 5.6 is 1.3 seconds. That is how dark it is in here. Now, there are two ways to look at it. One, you think, oh, it's not enough light and the rest of it. Or the other way, of course, the better way to think of it is, okay, well, there aren't lots of heavy shadows, there's not lots of contrast, and actually I can lighten the pictures by using exposure compensation, or if you like to shoot manually, you can do it that way. So it's actually, I wouldn't necessarily say it's ideal, but it is certainly manageable. Okay, now as I record this, of course, is the time of year when it starts to get darker earlier. So, you know, by 5 o'clock it's starting to get darker now and what have you. When you're in the woodland, everything happens in that regard. Everything goes quicker because the light isn't coming down, you know, penetrating because of the canopy of the trees. So I've picked an area which is, it's not an open area, but it's, you know, there is some light enough to work with. So what I've got here is, I'll just finish off telling you about my actual camera setup. I've got the D800. This 24-85 is a 24-85mm macro. It's one of my oldest lenses. You will have heard me talking about it many times if you're a regular listener. The reason I use it is that it's got a really good macro setting, really sharp, really good for the kind of the detail shots that I need for products. So that is mounted, it's got a lens hood there just in case there is any stray light. That's mounted on a Manfrotto B3 carbon tripod. I did a test review of that. There'll be a link in the show notes. It's really lightweight, it's nice and compact. This sort of setup is not too heavy for it. It's you know, it's nicely balanced because that, like I say, that tripod is that much more compact. But that's it. That is my setup. Aside from that, I've just got a little backpack with, well, my audio recorder was in there, my G7X, the Canon point and shoot, which is what I use for filming. I've got a tarp and some walking poles, because originally I'd thought about having that in the background for the little video I was making, decided against it in the end. And just apart from that is a water bottle. Now, the water bottle, interestingly enough, probably won't feature in any great length in this recording, but it's made by a company called Clean Canteen. I'll link to them in the show notes. Again, it's something that is a review item, but also I have a photo shoot to do surrounding Clean Canteen. So just to give you a little heads up, I'll be talking a bit about that in a future episode. Apart from that, that really is it. It's not supposed to rain, so I haven't got any waterproofs or anything. But that, I think, gives you enough of a kind of a background to where I am and my setup. So let's get straight into taking the pictures. The idea with these pictures... hang on, there's a dog coming, I think. This is a public woodland, so sometimes I'm stood here and doing what I'm doing, and I get someone's dog come bounding across out of nowhere. I think he's probably gone. Yeah, okay. So I probably ought to explain that the product that I'm just been doing the little film about... and the pictures for now is the Lowepro Flipside Trek BP450AW. Quite a mouthful, but it's one of their new backpacks. It's designed to have, for a lot of you listening who love the outdoors, it's in, on paper, it's a pretty good match to what you'd be after. It's basically split 50-50 between space for your outdoor kit, like your waterproofs and, you know, I don't know, your first aid kit and all that sort of stuff, and your photography gear. It's designed to take a DSLR, a pro DSLR, with an 80 to 200 and a couple of two or three other lenses. There will be, of course, a full write-up. But that's the bag, and I will link to the Lowepro. Well, actually, depending on how quickly I can turn the video around, I will link to the video in the show notes. But in the meantime, I'll link to the Lowepro's page. So the important thing in here is whenever I do product shots, I don't like the here is the product in a studio. Because frankly, if I wanted those shots in the review, I could just phone Lowepro up and say, can you send me, or email them and say, can you please send me some of your stock product shots? That's not what I want. I want to do my own shots that are much more fitting, much more suitable to the audience that I know is going to be having a look at the review, i.e. you guys. So what I've got here is tree stumps. And although they're not going to sort of figure or factor too much into the actual pictures, the context is there. It shows that you know, it's outdoors and what have you. Now, I never like to rip down I never like to rip down branches and stuff. If ever I've made fires, not in this woodland, I must add, but you know, use what's on the floor. Don't go ripping stuff off the trees. So I've got the bag just nestling on this kind of tree stump. It's all mossy and what have you. And that's going to be my starting point. So because the light levels are so low, the tripod really is important. And because I want the finest detail, that's why I'm going to be shooting at ISO 100. I could go lower because the D800 goes to low 0.3, low 0.7, low 1.0. But 100 is going to be absolutely fine. So all I'm going to do is just work my way around the bag. I don't have a shot list, I don't have an agenda other than to pick out some of the main details now, so that I've got those shots to put into the write-up in however many weeks or whatever down the line, to look right. So the camera I just need to set up, because I haven't brought an electronic shutter release that would allow me to have wobble-free shots. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set it up so that I'm going to use the self-timer. For those of you who don't know, really good feature, self-timer. You frame up and focus the picture, you depress the shutter release button, and depending on how long you've set it to count down, you step away from the camera and then it'll take the shot. So I... hang on, I've got to find it. Self timer. There we go, too many menu settings here. I have got it from a previous shot set to 20 seconds. Well, that's no good because, you know, I don't need that. So I'm going to go to 2 seconds, number of shots was on 5. Don't know what I was shooting at that time. So number of shots, I'm going to say 1. And the other setting here is interval between shots. Well, that's irrelevant for this. So let's have a look. We're going to start with an overall shot. So having said that the... the stump's not factoring in, it will for this shot. I've still got... Now, can I do this? Luckily, my hands aren't too cold at the moment. My fingers aren't hurting or anything. I've still got the labels attached. I'm just going to undo the... it's got like some elastic around there. Just knot that up so that I don't lose them all. They're all strung together. Whenever I do the reviews, obviously I've got my own experience of using the reviews, but I like to have the labels on hand to check details and what have you. So I'm going to set this up. Let's find, none of this is particularly level. So what I'm going to do is I need to get the, I don't know whether some people might call it the hero shot, like the main hero's shot of the product. So just going to see whether it's fairly straight, an overall shot, just to show it looking fairly nice. I'm going to shoot it sort of 3/4, as long as the logo is clearly visible. Now, this is where it's tricky, where it's not flat, trying to get it to balance. Ah, there we go, good. So that looks all right. So I'm going to shoot it 3/4, just checking the background, because there are stray twigs that are quite bright where the weather has just taken the bark off them, so they're, you know, the light is catching them. That's okay. So we're going to go to f5.6 first of all. We're going to do a test shot. And this won't be a macro shot. Those of you that don't know should explain. Macro basically means close up in photography terms. And when we talk about a macro shot, it's looking at things like close up on a fly's eye. You know, that's real extreme macro. But it could be a detail shot of bark. It could be the ripstop material of a bag or something. But this is a wider shot, so that's not going to be a factor. So, just framing this up. Gosh, it does look dark. There we go. It's amazing how what you see can be so different to what you end up producing. So I'm just going to focus straight on the bag there. There we go. Checking the background because I don't want it to be too distracting. There we go, that's nice. It just looks really nice. The colourway, I said in my video actually, the colourway is so nice. It's grey and dark green, really subtle. So if you're sort of a wildlife photographer, you know, you're going to love it, I think. Incidentally, I'm not being paid to say these things about this bag. I just, you know, regular listeners know me well enough by now. But, you know, if I see a product and it appears, you know, to be doing the job, it looks as though it's well made, all the rest of it, I'm going to tell people. But like I say, the review will be coming in the fullness of time. So, first shot. I'm going to use the depth of field preview, which lets me see how much is going to be out of focus in the background. So, focus on the bag. That's good. So, set the timer is all set at 2 seconds. So, here we go. It's basically a 1 second exposure. There we go. So, we're just going to zoom in. That's nice. Oh, wow, that's exactly what I was saying. It's a really bright shot. The pack is nice and sharp. And wow. Drops off the focus a little bit to the bottom. I'm not too worried about that. Because what it is doing by doing that, it is just framing. You know, the focus is being drawn in. That's nice. Okay, so I think, do you know what? I think I can always darken that down if I wanted. Just making sure the zips all look quite nice and all the rest of it. So what I'm going to do, and this is what I always do, I do the first shot like that. And of course I could put stuffing in here if I wanted and pad it out. But do you know what? I don't think it needs it because it's quite a solid frame of bag. So what I'm going to do, I can see where the bag is, obviously, exactly. So I'm just going to keep my reference locked on, turn the bag round and drop it back into place. Hope it doesn't move too much, because what I want to do next is do exactly the same shot, but showing the back panel. So I'm just going to see if I can make sure that all of the straps are... It doesn't have to be perfect. Like I say, this is not a studio shoot. It's not... You know, if it was a product shot for a manufacturer, then we'd spend time making sure everything was just so. Now, can I get this to stay? I might have to use the log a little bit just to... just to try and keep it in place. I'm not sure it's going to go. Let's have a look. So it's staying, but that's is it okay? Let's see. Let's go back. Yeah, it's probably not a shot I'm going to use, because in all honesty, I would use a detail shot to show the back. So yeah, we're just going to go a bit wider, just because I have to. There we go, so we're at 1 second again. There we go, just zoom in. It's lovely and sharp. Oops, nice and bright. Oh, what have I done there? what did I do? I depressed the shutter release by mistake. How odd. There we go. Okay, so I can crop into there, that's nice. Once those shots are out the way, it's not that that's the worst shot done, it's the least inspiring. So what I'm going to do is photograph the sides. Now the sides, thankfully on this bag, the sides are identical, so I gather. So what I'll do is, rather than mess around with the bag and all the rest of it, I'm going to drop the tripod down lower, and I've come round the side of the around the side of the bag, and I've got, like I said, I've got my other backpack just in the background, so I'm just going to make sure that's not in the picture. That's okay, so that looks good. Just move something out of the way where the, like I say, where it was lower down. Now I'm shooting sort of into the light if I'm not careful here, so get rid of the bug. That looks okay. Okay, and just focus there, doing exactly the same as I did before. Here we go. That matches the other ones, that's nice. There we go, just checking top to bottom focus. That's nice, really sharp. It's just nice that it's got the, you know, it's just got the context of the woodland. It's perfect, because this bag is aimed at people that are going outdoors. You know, the colour there, the functionality, it's got attachment points we'll talk about in a minute. Perfect. So what I'm going to do is raise the tripod up a little bit more. There we go. Now what I'm going to do is, you know, never create work for yourself. If I can just leave it where it is, and this is how I often work around a product, I'll just leave it in position and then work my camera around it. So first of all, I'm going to just check to see, I've got these attachment points here, and the zips, nice chunky zips, nice attachment points. The attachment points sort of want to lie flush, but I need to show them, you know, being sort of showing a slight arch to them. So what I'm going to do is just set the macro setting on the camera. That's nice. And so I've got three on each side here, going in really close and just roughly framed up. And I want to see if I can just tease this middle one to be kind of, that's it, be sort of lifted up. There, that's good. Tripod's a little bit wobbly because of what's under, oh, it's some moss. So what I'm going to do is hold the tripod down very carefully so as not to make it move, and then I'll just try and take the shot. So frame up, still at f5.6, and we'll see how we get on. Leaving a bit of space for cropping. That's nice. That's really nice. Attachment points, yeah. Then what I'm going to do is just going to try a slightly different one. I'm going to focus on the attachment point that's right at the bottom left of the shot. Because as I say, I want to have room to crop. So it might be, yeah, I thought I'd... See, I'm going to delete that shot. What happens, you know, I was saying about being careful and holding the tripod. I was too busy nattering and not paying attention, and it wobbled. So what I'm going to do is lock up and move away. That should be it. Let's have a look. Yeah. Not so sure about the focus on that. I'm going to go to F. Let's see. I'm going to go to F11, actually, because the background is so well out of focus, it won't be a problem. I'm just going to focus again and try that. It's quite a close quarters, this, so that's saying a few seconds on that. That's better. That's what I wanted. Yeah, lovely. Perfect. So that's the attachment. I don't need to do the same thing each side. That would just be silly, you know. It's the same feature. Right. Whilst it's in position, I'm going to move around. I'm going to set it back to f5.6. Again, if you've got sort of like a base kind of setting on your camera, it's always good to do, you know, get stuff back to zero. Right, I've got the grab handle with a couple of zips behind. I'm going to just pull the zips down, make sure they look kind of tidy. This is the thing, you see, once these have been used a few times, there's going to start to chip away at the sort of like the paint that's on there. So this is why I need to make sure everything's just right. It also tells you, there's a label at the top that says that it's the Flipside Trek BP450AW. I'm going to focus on the zips. There we go. 5.6, 1.3 seconds. That's nice. Just double check. Oh, perfect. This light is actually really nice. Actually better than I was thinking. Whilst I'm here, whilst I'm at it, I'm going to focus on the label there. There we go. So the framing is the same, but the focus point is switched. There we are. And we'll just have a look close up there. Nice. That's really good. That would also allow me to do a crop if I so wish. Now, there is a rain cover on this. The AW in Low Pro bags refers to all weather. It's a cover that is tucked away, and then you just pull it out, it goes over the whole of the bag, keeps all the elements away. There's no point trying to get the cover done. I might sort of do it later. I might sort of take a picture of it in situ. But the thing is, in the review, I will most likely say, oh, the AW stands for all weather, it has this feature. And the thing that actually... will show that is the little badge that appears on the bag that says AW cover. We shall see. So what I'm going to do is leave the bag still in place, but I'm just trying to work out where where I can put the tripod. Can I just, that's it, just raise that up. I'm going to drop the legs down. So the tripod is actually half on the tree stump and half on the ground. So if I've got this right, the camera can be turned around. I might be a little bit too close, so I might have to go back a bit. That's it, that's nice. So we're just roughly framing. That's it, good. So lock up the... this tripod has a ball and socket head. It's more often referred to as a ball head these days. There we go. I'm going to have to stay well clear because it's mossy ground again. I'm going to go to F8, going to do a quick depth of field check. And I'm going to focus on where it says AW cover and it's got some like weather symbols. I'm going to go to F11 for this one. And that's going to give me, 8 seconds. So I'm going to stand really still. Timer's on. And the sun is almost trying to come through. As long as it doesn't strike straight away. There we go, that's nice. Lovely. That is not bad, not bad. Let me just do another one. Ever so slightly different focus point, just to give me the option. The great thing with digital, of course, is it doesn't cost you to take all these extra shots. The other thing is with it, though, that you will need to edit them. That's better. That'll do. I think just go slightly further back, see if that makes a difference as well. There we go. 8 seconds on this one, apparently. So you can see the speed at which I'm working through this. It's just a case of saying, there's a feature, grab a shot. There's a feature, grab a shot. There's no fancy lights. There's no... oh, that's much better. Good. There's no fancy lights. There's no reflectors. There's no, overcomplicating matters. Regular listeners will know that, you know, I'm very much keen that if you can keep things simple, then you should. You know? Now, I'm just checking the timing here. Okay, so got a few more minutes because I just don't want to, ramble on too much for you because this is just as a taster of the sort of shots I'm getting. Let's just have a look at, because it's these details that are the most important thing. So all I'm doing is just working my way around the bag. what I try to do at this stage is to photograph all the things that I think... Yeah, I'm kind of second guessing, in a way, what I'm going to be writing further down the line. and, you know, if I don't have a shot now, I'll be kicking myself. So I tend to kind of almost not take too many, but try to kind of take pictures, even if I thought, well, am I going to use those? It's happened lots of times that I've gone to get an illustration for something I've just written. I haven't got a picture, so I have to go back and take it. And often the product is still tidy enough that it doesn't matter. But sometimes, scuffs and things and it's not ideal. So here we go. F11 is going to be too much on this shot. So I'm going to go to, say, F6.3. Focusing, this is one of the main compartments. I've opened the mesh pocket and there's a little clip for keys that I've brought out. Just going to go a bit wider, so I'm looking from the back of the bag over to that mesh pocket. So it shows the inside of that compartment and the mesh pocket. Let's have a look, that's nice. Yeah, that does the job. Does it show the size... Yeah, I'm just trying to... I'm going to move around a little bit because I want to sort of show the aspect, if that makes sense. It's kind of cut on a diagonal, this particular pocket, so where the zip is. So I'm just... That's it. I'm just framing up differently. That's nice. Almost around the side of the bag now. Checking my backpack in the background. I can see... But it's just there. Probably wouldn't notice, but what I'm going to do is just move things out of the way. And just pop that down. Interestingly, that other backpack is a Low Pro as well. It's the Photosport 200 AW, which I've had for a while. It's a bright orange one, those of you that follow my activities. Interesting to see the progression in design, how bags have moved on and what have you. Now... See, now I've got a bit of a consideration. I might... it's nice from that other side, but I do get the tag in the shot, the, you know, the production tag. So just going to try and see if I can adjust the angle of the bag. Is it going to sit? No, it's going. There we go. Luckily, there's not much wind today. There we go. That's good. So I've managed to disguise the tag. You would never know it was there. That's brilliant. So I'm just going to go in a bit closer. Gosh, it really does look so dark looking through the viewfinder. But it won't be in the shot. I have got... oh no, I thought I had some exposure compensation. I often do. My default is 0.3, but I've left it off at this point. So let's just... Oh, can you hear that? I think you can. Hang on. That's the lens trying to hunt for the focus. That's how the lighting levels have dropped. And I'm trying to focus on this panel of mesh, which is not ideal for it. Oh, what can I hear? There's all sorts of things dropping from the trees here, but it could well be a deer, because the deer do run around here. Okay, here we go. That's nice. Good. Amazing how the light changes the colour. That's just right. Good. Okay, so these are looking nice. These are looking nice. I'm going to tuck the zips and everything back in. And let me think. I know that you guys really like this kind of sort of working through a shoot type recording. So I might just extend just a few more minutes. We're just over half an hour. So maybe we'll do one more shot here. what should we look at? We will look at, because there's not a lot more to photograph with this, to be honest. There's a shot here with the there's a zip pocket, and it actually has a space in there for I think it's a 10-inch tablet will go in there. So I want to get a shot of that, and it's actually got like a label that says, you know, designates this is where the tablet goes. So just lock up on here. Again, just going to go sort of fairly three quarters on, just to give a bit more of a, you know, sort of shape to it. Fairly close. That's it. Showing some of the buckle there. Just need to move my bag again. Gosh, it's getting darker. You know, I was saying it's, you know, 5 o'clock is when it starts to lose the light. I must remember where I am, because I've got my bearings, but you can easily get lost in this woodland because it is big and you can't see the wood for the trees. There's oh, stuff everywhere. And when I say stuff, I mean trees. So let's just line this shot up. 1.3 seconds, f6.3. I'm going to drop it to 5.6 and give that a go. There we are. So that's nice. This light is just nice and crisp. So that's showing the label there. That's nice. It's dropping off just a bit. So I'm going to try depth of field preview. F8 would still work. That's good. I'm just going to tidy up on these buckle straps. There we go. So this particular pocket also allows you to have like pens and notebooks and things in there, and there's a little loop above, so I'm just going to, for this one, just going to adjust the angle so I just get a bit of a higher shot in. That's it. All of these, I like to have a bit of room for manoeuvre. If I wanted to crop these, I as I shoot them, I'm already picturing how they're going to look on the page or the website, and so if I think I might want to crop, then I want to bear that in mind now. There we go. That looks nice. Super. There we go. Well, just a very quick little insight for you there. I'm going to carry on shooting the final shots around this bag, and I will probably, whilst I'm out here, I was going to head back and get on with some writing, some feature writing today. But whilst I'm on a roll, I want to do some shots of that clean canteen, because that was a review item as well, which needs to go live. I hope that's been of interest for you. Do check out the show notes, or at least look at the picture that goes with this, because you will see the bag and my camera set up in there, showing you know what I'm talking about here. As ever, if you've got any questions, anything that I've spoken about, the technical side, the bag, all that sort of thing, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there.
If what you just heard has got you intrigued about the Lowepro backpack, be sure to keep an eye out for the first look video as I share it on the website and various social media. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.